old enough now. He's good. 808, good morning. It's the morning after on Q105. We're happy that you have decided to wake up early or at least get the podcast version of things here today to check into the show. We might need that in the second segment. I know we don't have time for a lot of phone calls. Today, I think we can squeeze some in. The phone number, 419-240-1055. The website, Q1055.com. That's also where the podcast will be after the show. Coming up today, think about how you feel right now if you've just gotten up. Do you feel good and ready to go for the day? Also, what's the word? We've been doing that the last handful of weeks with local big stories and also some entertainment stuff. Imani Latif, who is doing something very cool at the downtown main branch of the library next week. We'll talk all about and with Imani after 8 o'clock, after 9 o'clock this morning. Also, Mom was wrong about a lot of things, but you don't learn about it till you get older. So we'll get to that. And then your hype song, because I was listening to Tom Brady's hype songs, which included U2 and Coldplay, and I wanted to shake him. So we'll get to that later on today. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and your good neighbor, Demetrius Nicodemus.
What it do?
And no Philip Taylor, which was planned because he's got St. Ursula stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And our friend Ashley has pulled a Philip Taylor.
She leads a lifestyle that's conducive to this kind of thing.
Usually that fits really well with Philip, but I'll say you're right because I think she might have had to pick up her husband. She told him to get an Uber from the airport, and she's got two little ones.
Mm.
I do want to get to the Brett's thing. Did you look at that?
Yeah, I knew. Yeah, okay. I heard about that because they're turning it into a prayer center.
Let's get back to that.
Yeah.
I want to apologize.
Okay.
I'm sorry I ruined the vanity surprise for Kara. I thought that you said the Cuban guy was putting the vanity together. And you know what? He did put it together Saturday. He didn't drop it off last Saturday.
No, he put it. No, it got it. And here's the thing. Out of all, like, out of everything in the world, the one thing that my wife is not known for is tuning into podcasts. Like, it
Wait,
is.
Let me reset this real fast. You got an Apple Watch. She gave you a look. You got her one. She didn't like it. And we'll come back to that. So you got her vanity that she had wanted for the bedroom and to do makeup and stuff instead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So I got that. I had arranged for it to get put together and then placed in the bedroom while we were out doing things. Like, she's got a pretty busy day today, and I have like 4 appointments. And so they were going to come over, put it in the bedroom, and whenever she got done doing that, whatever she was doing, she would go upstairs and she would go, "Oh my God." All right. And so we talked about that on your podcast and
hour.
Hour. I'm sorry. It just says Eric Chase every time I read it.
Apologies.
But no, it's okay. And so I thought it was a safe haven.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was totally, it was like bare. Digging a hole that was 30 feet deep, throwing the secret in, and then putting dirt on top of it. She'd never find it.
And it was at the end of a 30-minute podcast.
Yeah.
That I didn't really bump out till Tuesday. I thought for sure we'd be clear, and then I stopped over on Wednesday. It was Wednesday.
Yeah. And so I get this text. She's like, "So you bought me a vanity." And I'm like, first of all, I'm almost positive I didn't say anything to her. And I'm like, unless she was going through financial statements, all she saw was, like, I made a big purchase at Bed Bath & Beyond. And so, but she wouldn't know what it was. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I text back to her. And then she goes. And then she sends me an emoji, because my wife is an emoji person. And it was like a winky kind of like, yeah, whatever. And I'm like, how the hell did you find out about this? And she goes, "I listened to the podcast." And I'm like, "What?" You know, that's like when your wife comes home and she wants to try something new in bed. It's not because, you know, she was thinking about it. It's because it was practiced on her one time that you didn't know about, and she brings it home.
It wasn't because she read it in Cosmo?
Yeah, yeah. Like, when your wife wants to do something that's totally, like, say for years you've been asking for, like, some weird kind of thing. And for years, it's always been shut down. Like, guys know, you know, married men, what you ask for, that's always shut down. And then one day she comes home and she wants to do that exact same thing that she's been shutting you down for years for.
Because her side piece does it to her?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, when it changes that much, you're like, what? And that's how it is when my wife listens to a podcast.
Right.
She doesn't listen to podcasts.
I was even taken aback with it. And she said it so casually the other day. It's like, I was listening to the podcast. And,
yeah.
Because I think I might have asked about it or floated it out there. And so I apologize, because by the time it had already gotten a ball of steam going, I'm like, well, I hope the vanity got put together.
It showed up, and here's the funny thing. It showed up last night. They put it together last night. We drove home, and my wife and their car was in the driveway because they were putting it in the bedroom. And my wife goes, somebody's in the house. And I know who it is because I knew when the vanity was coming. But my wife starts freaking out. She's like, somebody's in the house. She was like, this is my worst fear.
So you had to act all calm.
Yeah, and I'm like, don't worry. She goes, there is a strange car in the driveway. And I said, it's okay. What do you mean it's okay? Well, we should call. No, there's no need to. But we don't know these. Hey, Kara, it's fine.
She didn't stop and think, well, the vanity I'm supposed to be getting wasn't delivered yet.
Yeah. Well, I've been pushing it off. She's been on me like white on rice. When do you think this vanity is showing up? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm thinking Saturday at the latest. Are you sure it's Saturday? Is there something? Can we just go pick it up? And I didn't want to tell her that I was having it put together. And then it was just like, surprises are not my strong suit. I end up ruining a surprise. Like, either A, she'll catch the thing, or she'll find out about it.
So
or
with that note, am I off the hook for ruining it?
Yeah, you're fine.
I did feel bad.
No. Here, first of all, bro, how do you even predict she's going to listen to a podcast?
To the very end where we were wrapping it up.
Yeah. Like, that's so out of character.
But I should be better. I should be smarter than that. And so I apologize.
It's okay. I never would have thought. I was like, I thought it was the safest place in the world.
Yeah.
She was never going to click on that.
We'll hide her Christmas gifts, or you can hide them next year in a November.
I'll put it in a podcast.
Right. Well, two questions before we wrap up the segment. She likes it?
Yeah, she loves it.
Awesome. Good, good, good. You did well.
I did.
And when I went over the other day, I did notice after we'd moved past that, and we laughed it off, and I made a lot of bridges with Cohen. Did she enjoy, did the family enjoy when I came over?
Yeah, they did.
I like spending time with them.
Yeah, they like you.
Go figure.
I know.
I enjoyed getting an hour in with them.
There's a lid for every jar.
Did you just call me like an N-word or something?
No, I'm just saying you're an odd fit. Unfortunately, my family is a weird-shaped lid.
No, they're not. They're fine. I noticed she was wearing the Apple Watch, and to go back, you bought one.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't like it. So
no.
So you thought to make up for that, I'll get her one. But she didn't want it because she's not a techie person.
Yeah.
But she was wearing it.
Yeah, she's wearing it. And this was my theory because, like everything Apple, it's super addictive.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you start using it, you'll start to fall in love with it. That's how it was with her phone, you know, when she upgraded. And then she loves her. You couldn't give her an Android phone, like right now, because she loves everything that her iPhone does.
It's like another language to learn.
Yeah. And so, you know, her Apple Watch shows up, and she's, like, doing stuff, and then all of a sudden I hear, oh, you can check Instagram on this? What? There's what? You can do what with this? Oh, there's scribbling. Like, you can answer your phone. I didn't know. I was speaking into my watch, like, get smart. One day I'm like, yes, and the thing just started talking to me. I was like, this is dope. My phone's way in my office. It was, so she's, as time goes on, she slowly falls in love with more features of that watch.
Good. I've gone over it after you brought it up last week. I've gone over it now for like the fourth or fifth time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you, since I've known you, you've always, of anything, whether it's no glasses, no hat, no comic book t-shirt, whatever, you've always had a watch.
Mm-hmm.
You've always had a watch. And I'm not a watch person at all. And I thought about it again like nearly half a dozen times, and I just can't pull myself to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I would get the for the Series 3, the $399 one, which has GPS, or you don't. I guess they even add like $10 a month because it's a little bit like your phone or whatever.
Oh,
because
it comes with cellular data.
Yeah, since I've been running a little bit. And,
so you could leave your phone at home.
Right, right, right. Like, is that the one that you got?
No.
Okay.
No, no, no. See, I'm always a level behind or an upgrade behind,
that's
I would
fine.
Say. And like, I couldn't wrap my mind around buying a brand new one. And you know how I am with eBay.
Right.
Like, eBay is my Amazon.
You're like 10 years late on eBay, but you're hitting...
Oh, absolutely, but I'm making up for lost time.
I can buy jeans on here?
Oh, hell my God, I bought a pair of used sweatpants that I could never find that they don't make anymore.
For real.
And so eBay's my go-to.
What did you pay... So what did you pay for yours?
It was like $215.
Good deal.
And then Kara's was like $215.
I'll ask you one last time.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing, like, I always have my phone on me anyway. Can you think of any reason I need to get this thing? Especially considering my latest circumstance of I overestimated the length of my unemployment by 6 months.
That's usually what unemployed people do.
It said you're eligible for a year. I didn't.
Eligible.
Well, it says you've
there's
got,
a difference. Eligible and receiving.
Boy, I. You know what? Just like how careless. My brother and my friend said, don't tell dad because my dad will worry and. It's not a money thing. It's simply, you know, push the time up a little bit. But knowing that, can you think of any reason I need to get an Apple Watch?
Right now, yeah. I would say it would be foolish.
Yeah.
I would say they would be. There's other things that you should really focus your, you know, your attention on rather than a new, like, Series 3.
Well, forget about, like, focus my. I mean, like, this is not a money issue,
yeah.
Thankfully. Uh-huh. But, like, the features that you explore, like. Like, I'm always on Instagram. I'm always on Twitter.
I know, but you would not like squinting at your watch to read a Twitter feed.
Right.
Or like squinting at your watch to look at Instagram. And basically, that phone is like attached to you.
Yes.
So, honestly, no, I wouldn't. I don't see a reason to have it other than, you know, you just want to have one. So, I mean, once again, you keep your phone with you all the time.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, 8:20. Maybe we'll skip this how do you wake up thing, because I want to talk about the Brett's thing, which I didn't know about till last night. So
it's just weird that they would even consider selling that to them.
I know. Apparently there was a blind trust involved. However, we'll finish the story when we get back in a couple of minutes. Brett's was sold to a place that is anti-LGBT. We'll do more of this in the next segment on Q105.
Q105 is going to